And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. Well, we're broadcasting live from Point Loma in the Let's Talk Hookup World Headquarters, and it's going to be great because we have Mr. Ron Lane sitting right here and talk about fast lane kayaks and lots of stuff. We'll explain what's going on, but the most important thing is we're going to be talking fishing for the next 2 hours, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup in a new location, the quarantine version of Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, this is Let's Talk Hookup World Headquarters.
Yeah,
here
exactly.
In Portland. Actually, we're overlooking the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet right next to Fisherman's Landing here, but let's explain. So, of course, abiding by Governor's rules, the radio station 97.3, the Fan, is not allowing anybody but necessary personnel in the studio. So in order to keep the necessary fishing talk that is part of the deal, and certainly communication is an important thing that that everybody needs, our friend and program director, the boss at 97.3, is running the board and the phones, mind you, at the fan, Adam Klug. And Adam Klug is doing a great job here this morning. So it's a little bit different setup than we normally do, but we're on the air. We're going to be talking about fishing, and it's going to be a great morning here on Let's Talk Hookup, talking about fishing, and we just want your participation and want you to be happy and enjoy the next 2 hours and talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're just a couple hours of normalcy. Everything has definitely been, you know, crazy and different, and everybody's doing, you know, their things, and we just wanted to have a couple hours of talking with a great buddy, and what a perfect person to have on the air today. And you know, if anything, the show goes on, and we get to talk about what makes us happy, and 2 hours getting back to what we're used to doing, and that's all BSing about fishing.
That's right. And the guy that sells fun is right here in this in our studio here.
It was quite a shock,
Ron Lane.
It was quite a shock to me not to go down to the store yesterday,
right?
Being closed. I mean, it just cracked me up. But you know what I did do? I was out looking at the store, going out back, and I was noticing all these kids fishing off the rocks and the docks. I happened to notice an awful lot of kayaks going out, too.
That's cool.
No, I know.
So that's social distancing right there on a kayak,
self-quarantining
right?
devices.
Yeah.
That's what we sell.
Self-quarantining devices. Yeah, that's awesome. So the store is closed. I guess the governor's not feeling that selling kayaks is an essential service?
Well, we do.
Well,
we
do,
think
yeah.
it's essential.
Yeah.
And a lot of my clients do. So if you just give us a call on the phone, we'll make arrangements to,
if
you need a boat,
if you need something.
We're still open. I was down there yesterday helping a guy out. And if there's a need, we'll figure a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what we always do.
Yeah. And we're practicing social distancing. I have it set up here.
You do? Yeah. You did a good
I really
job.
I like that you had the tape measure out.
Yeah.
All of our seats are 6 feet apart.
This far away from each other.
But anyway, kayak fishing is a one-on-one deal. It's such a great escape for what we're dealing with right now. And look at this day we're dealing with today, right?
Afrin sent me a picture. He sent me a picture from a drone. One of his buddies that he fishes with flies a drone. And here's Afrin, and I see this little speck with this beautiful water all around it. And as I scrolled in or made it bigger, I see, that's Afrin sitting on his kayak fishing in Mission Bay.
That's
wow.
Cool.
You know, so I started thinking, well, that is sort of a great way to, you know, maybe pass the time.
Yes.
Get through this.
Absolutely.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And going fishing on your boat is I'm guessing is still permitted as long as you're not dealing with more than 10 people on the boat. We don't know. We're kind of in the dark here. But one thing we do know, Ricky, is Fisherman's Landing Tackle is closed.
Yeah, I mean, it came as a shock to us like it came as a shock to everybody else, but same word came along. I shouldn't say it was a shock because I mean, we all saw that, you know, things were kind of leaning that direction. Where the shock was the day previous, we had a meeting, at least the fleet did, with the Coast Guard and people from the county health officials, and we kind of got the go-ahead that, hey, things are going to go as planned, and every boat owner could make their own decisions as to whether they wanted to run or not wanted to run at that time. You know, the gathering limit was 50 people, so it was kind of told by the boats and the fleet and the Coast Guard, all the guys that were, you know, together that, you know, you needed to make sure there's less than 50 people on the boat, so any open party trips, you know, had to have less than 45 so you could accommodate the boats and the crew, and we all kind of went out there thinking, okay, this is great, you know, and the boats were happy because that just allowed everybody to make their own personal decisions. You know, if your decision was that, hey, man, I really want to stay down and isolate, and that's the right move for me, then obviously you could do that. But if you were from the other school of thought that, hey, I want to at least get a little time on the water and I want to put some fish in the freezer, then that was going to be an opportunity too. So that happened, and we were all set and ready to go. And then the very next day we got the word, like everybody else did, that, you know, the gatherings was now 10 or less and pretty much, you know, essentials only, which fishing tackle. We feel the same way, but let's face it, fishing tackle's not on that essential list. And so, yeah, the doors were shut for the first time.
It should be. Maybe we could call somebody, get a waiver.
And I guess the boats, too, are not running right now.
Correct. When it switched from gatherings of 50 to gatherings of 10, that was it for our fleet. And so, yeah, all of our boats are now tied up to the dock, and we're all just going to hunker down and wait for this to blow over and respect that the best that we can. And, yeah, so that's it.
That's what it is. So in the meantime, if you have your own boat, you have a kayak, that's how you need to go off on the water. And I would think, Ron Lane, that getting a kayak right now, if you're itching to go fishing, I mean, I think you're going to get a lot of calls. People go, man, I need a kayak. I need to get out of the water.
It's funny. We have been so busy at the store. That's why I kind of just, you know, I was getting pressure from, you know, all different angles. What are you going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, how do we close up when it's this busy?
Yeah.
I mean, after the Fred Hall show, and we're, you know, everybody's just, you know, it's like opening day. They just want to get going.
Yeah.
And I'm getting calls like, hey, is La Jolla Shores open? Well, yeah.
Yeah. The ocean is open.
Can't close the ocean.
And it's probably the healthiest and safest place to be.
But I appreciate that people want to do what's right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's kick this thing in the butt.
Let's get through it so we can get back to our normal lives for sure.
That's the thing. If we're quote unquote stuck doing this, let's do it for a reason and get back to normalcy.
Now, I will say this. Your neighbor, Dana Landing, is open for essential services, fuel and to-go food, and I think they might even rent you a skiff if you want.
Well, and then they've got, you know, the fuel dock back there.
That's essential service.
Yeah, I was really getting worried about that.
Yeah.
You know, when I go fishing, I always run over there and talk to Johnny and Bubba and, you know, say, hey, what's working? Where are we going? What should we do?
Yeah, exactly. So, Ron, if somebody calls you up and says, hey, Ron, I need to get a kayak. I've got to get out on the water.
I'm itching.
I'm normally running on a sport boat. I'm going out on the Liberty or on the San Diego, and I just want to go out and go fishing. What are you going to set them up with?
Whatever they want.
Well,
yeah,
what would you choose?
Yeah.
Well, you make the call if it's going to be lakes and bays, or is it going to be La Jolla Shores? I mean,
well, the
right
lakes
away.
Are closed, so it's got to be a bay or the ocean.
Well, yeah, lakes are closed, but I just got a picture from a guy who picked up two boats from me 2 days ago. You know, Chris Minnick.
Right.
He's up fishing some private lake somewhere, just roping them. And he's on those brand new he traded in some Outbacks to get one of the little brand new boats called the Passports.
The Passport.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between the Outback and the Passport?
About $1,500.
Okay, so they're less expensive.
Well, let's cut to the reality here. It's an inexpensive boat to get started.
Okay.
And what we've noticed is a lot of dads or guys that want to have a fishing buddy, they'll get one of those 12-footers to have as a backup because they're only $15.99.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's with the Mirage Drive?
Oh, yeah, and paddle.
Come on.
And, yeah, it's got a hatch. And we've been kind of customizing them, putting fish finders in them. And
wow.
I got to tell you, it's a great little fishing boat. So
Is it weigh about the same as the Outback?
Yeah, a little less.
Yeah, wow.
It's a little different manufacturing. It's thermoformed, and it has the original Mirage Drive in it to cut costs.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a great boat. And
wow.
I just got pictures from Chris, and him and his wife both have them. They're fishing this lake up there.
That's
and I
so
go,
cool.
It's he was up in the bushes fishing. And, you know, Chris is a...
Chris is a hardcore fisherman.
And a hardcore kayak fisherman.
Yes.
He does it all.
Yes.
And there's really nobody I know that knows more about fishing than Chris. Anyway, he sent me pictures yesterday, and I'm going, yeah. You know, we have pictures of him stacking them in the back of his truck. He literally backs up right to the lake and slides them right in the water and goes.
Wow. That's
so cool.
That's awesome.
I don't know what lake this
is,
some kind of top secret lake. But.
So that would be your choice. If somebody wants to get in, I got to get my fix of fishing. I got to get my fix of salt water. I want to get on the water. You're going to set them up with a Passport.
No. We're going to walk them right up. I mean, because most fishermen, I mean, like you, and like you, Ricky, you guys know that your equipment, the things you go down to the water with, mm-hmm. you want it to work. And this is something that you do and that you're into. So it's going to be an Outback or a Pro Angler for most okay. fishermen because yeah. they want
– that's just a better featured
yeah.
fishing platform.
That new Outback is
Whoa.
Awesome.
If you built something for 20 years
yeah,
and you'd get a pretty long list of what you would do to change it. Well, they did, and the yeah. guys working on it are brilliant.
So what does the Outback have that the Passport doesn't? So why do
Double
why would I want why would I want to upgrade to
right.
the Outback?
Well, because when you get into those tight areas and you want to back out, you want the new reverse.
Oh, it's got the
when
the,
you want
the
when you see Yellowtail breaking water, you the first guy there to throw an iron on him gets him, so you want to be the fastest.
Yeah,
it's got turbo fins.
Turbo fins.
Double handed okay. steering. It has a huge back end for tackle management, bait tanks, all kinds of
we call
equipment.
That the stern.
Yeah. Back end. Well, this one has a sharp bow and a big butt.
Yeah.
And it
there
works
you go.
Really well in the water.
So and stable, right?
Oh, so that's the thing. Comfortable, stable, and fast.
Yeah.
Those are the three most important things. As you march up from the Outback to the Pro Angler, it's a whole nother change to, you know, where your seat's higher, it's more comfortable, the more tackle management, you got rod storage, so many little features. But that's why a guy can come in and instead of, you know, buying some inexpensive boat that's not really designed by fishermen, he can come in and get a Passport. Or he can get a Compass, or he can get an Outback, or he can get a Pro Angler. And when you see him in the showroom and you can just sit and go 1, 2, 3 right up and talk to somebody who fishes them, and where are you fishing? What do you really need? Well, that's what we do.
That's
we
cool.
help you. We'll put you in the water. We'll demo you. You'll
yeah,
be
you'll,
able to
you'll
test
let
them.
Test, you actually can test them right in front of your store.
Well, that's key. How do you know? I mean,
yeah.
well, you spend all that time at boat shows having casting pools and guys
yeah.
get to try equipment and pulling.
Sure.
I mean, that's the same thing. You
yeah.
you got to know. And
try before you buy.
Right? Yeah, you don't know until
yeah.
you go.
Well, as you can hear, we have a lot to talk about. There's so many innuendos with so many great things that Hobie has come out with. And Ron is the Hobie man.
Cool.
And he's just got it all. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. And, of course, your participation with us on your calls is very important to us.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. I mean, whether it's a question for Ron, the kayak guru, whether it's telling a fishing story or whether it's just being a part of Let's Talk Hookup, we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to join us, the best way to do it is to give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, it's 833-288-0973. And we do have Adam standing by this morning to take your phone calls, but a little different voice from Adam this morning.
Yeah,
so,
different Adam.
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
Different guy, same name, and we sure appreciate Adam being there to help us
Absolutely.
Through this whole process. It's awesome. So cut Adam some slack because he's got a lot on his plate this morning. But we want to hear from you. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only is your opportunity to talk to the man, Ron Lane from Fast Lane, but also your shot at winning such a killer prize. And we just really wanted to thank everybody today with their participation in Let's Talk Hookup in this kind of different atmosphere that we're in. So Pete has rustled up a very impressive prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that is a brand new Anza fillet knife. And this is the 6S Fisherman's Pro Series. So this is the exact knife that Raymond and the boys kind of helped create. This is Raymond's favorite, the 6S, which is that kind of, it's an oblong, larger blade. It's a really comfortable handle, and it is the knife that Raymond helped design and then uses on the cutting line every day.
That's right.
This is a very high-end knife, and somebody is going to score.
Like a $190 knife.
Yeah.
And we're throwing in an Anza hat.
That's very
cool. A really cool embroidered hat.
We're going to post a picture of the exact knife and the hat just so you can scope it out on our Instagram page at Let's Talk Hookup. It's all underscores in between everything, Let's Talk Hookup. So, again, an awesome opportunity and an amazing prize, a $190 fillet knife, the highest end around. For one lucky caller at the end of the show today, again, that's 833 833- 888-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone call. So much great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com. It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Don't let your smart speaker be like that anniversary gift your wife gave you that you never use. Instead, put it to use. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. This is San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, live from the Let's Talk Hookup World Headquarters with our good buddy Ron Lane, talking fishing. Today's going to be a good day, man.
Yeah, sounding good. Thanks to Adam Klug in the studio there. He's got a full bank of phone lines, and I think without hesitation, Rick, we better get to those full bank of phone lines.
You got it, man. Well, we're excited. And, again, if you want to join us and be a part of that, again, it's 833-288-0973. We're going to start the show this morning with our good buddy Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hello, Ron. Thanks for hanging in there with all of us fishing folks.
I love it.
Hey, I've heard you talk about the different boats or the different kayaks several times, so my question is a little bit different tack. When you pick up a kayak, like one of the Hobies, do you need to do anything differently as far as insurance goes?
No. There's several ways to insure kayaks. I know a lot of them are covered under homeowners insurance. Some you can actually – I've actually had guys insure them, you know, so that if they're on their boats and get stolen – So, and I'm not really an expert on insurance, But, you know, some of those boats, some of the kayaks are getting to be pretty expensive when you outfit them with, you know, fish finders and everything. They can get up there. So
but
it's not a bad idea to think about.
Yeah. Generally speaking, it seems to be covered under a homeowner's policy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might want to check with your insurance company like Snap Insurance. And
if it's in your van or on your car or something, it might be a, you know, car insurance.
Covered by your car or home.
But hanging on to your invoice and having the number, the hull number on your boat is key. We've actually recovered several of them because of that hull number.
No kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys will scrape off the VIN number in the back, and they don't realize there's a secret place for one.
Don't tell them.
I'm not going to tell them. But we've actually caught guys and like jail time caught
cool.
Them.
Wow.
Yeah. That's great.
Trying to resell them.
But good question there, Don. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning and getting us started on our new studio here.
All right. My pleasure. Hang in there, guys.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate that very much. Again, if you want to get your opportunity, that's 833-288-0973. Next up, we're going to talk to Roy. Roy's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Roy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Ron, quick question for those of us who do have the kayaks right now and maybe have a little more time on our hands. What kind of maybe maintenance are you doing to the Mirage Drive and maybe some of the lines, you know, for the steering lines and whatnot, for the rudder and whatnot, to make sure that when we can do it, you know, we have, if everything's working right?
You know, that's a really good question. If you do a little preventive maintenance, it'll help you a lot in the long run. Now, some of those lines, when they sit out in the sun, you know, they'll break down where they're exposed to UV, and those are easy fixes. And to fix them is just a Spectra line, usually run maybe 2 or 3 feet, and then reconnect it inside the boat. You don't have to lace the whole thing up, and that's an easy one. But I would just think of it as if you have a 5 or 6 year old boat, run it by the store sometime when we get back to going, and just have Callan change them all. It's $40 a line.
Really?
It's not a big deal. And then as far as the Mirage Drive, keep that thing washed down and sand free.
That's the key, it's sand free, right?
Wash it down and pay special attention to it. Don't start spraying it down with WD-40. Use that clear oil, that coating oil on some of the cables, and just make sure that you don't let any of the rust, it's just surface rust, you can just kind of brush it off with a wire brush. We use little bronze brushes, you know, and we'll clean those cables up.
What about lubricants, anything like that?
You can lube them a little bit.
Yeah, with what?
Well, we like silicone spray.
Yeah, not WD-40, right?
No.
It sticks to things.
Yeah, and also
it dissipates
the grease. Yeah.
Exactly. It cleans the grease right off. And they're in the newer Mirage Drives, there are bearings, and they are packed with waterproof grease.
Okay.
Now, we have had Mirage Drives that start to squeak, and it's pretty darn easy to fix, but you do have to disassemble it. And we've had clients bring a box full of pieces back to the shop going, oh, no, I've ruined it. I don't know where any of this goes.
Kind of like reel in a box, right?
Exactly.
Reel in a box. That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Let the professionals do what they do. Just bring it by and have Callan tune it up. He's been working for me for many years.
How nice to have a guy like
He's
that.
He's a master.
And you know, he'll get to it, and it only takes a day or two. So maybe you went out on the bay and just drop it off, pick it up on your way back.
So are the new Mirage Drives less maintenance than the older Mirage Drives?
No.
Same.
No, more.
More
maintenance.
Yeah. Why more?
They do more things, Pete. Yeah. They now go backwards. We have Mirage Drives that go into 360. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
These Mirage Drives just keep ratcheting it up, and it blows my mind how well they work. I had a client who I thought was going to buy just a pro angler, and he really wanted to try a pro angler versus a 360 pro angler.
Okay.
And I said to him, I go, really? You know, if you're fishing La Jolla, there's maybe not the biggest need for that there. I go, this is really a great thing for
tight quarters.
For fishing structure and things. And he goes, and I go, but watch out, because if you get in it, it's just so much fun to be able to go all those incredible angles. I remember seeing you in a boat.
Going to tell the same story.
I got back in the boat, and I'm showing it to him. He goes, no, for that much money, I just want the 360. So he bought one last week, and just because he tried it.
I remember that day completely. I was putting my boat on the trailer. I think we were getting some service done with Bob Aronson of West Coast Marine. And so I was kind of floating around in the little basin right next door to Fastlane there waiting for our trailer to get dunked in the water. And I look over and I saw Ron doing a forward diagonal, you know, while pushing the pedals. And then he stopped and then he did a reverse diagonal.
Whoa.
And then he moved away from the dock and he did a perfect 360 on its own axis. And I'm like, how in the world is he doing that? Just pedaling along like normal, just like you were walking. And I watched that boat go in directions that they just don't go in. A kayak doesn't go in a forward diagonal like that. And anywhere he wanted to put it, it was just like nothing. I was so impressed.
It's not intuitive. You know, it's like you have to learn it a little bit on how to coordinate the rudder with the Mirage Drive. And once you start to get, you know, right away you can do it. You know, it's funny. You don't even need the rudder. It'll just go any direction.
That's so cool.
And so for fishermen, particularly like my team guys, they're using 360s. And they're really liking it on the lakes because you can just cast and go sideways and keep casting out of place or hold your spot in just the right attitude. You know, you don't need an anchor trolley. You just can keep the boat facing exactly where you want it.
Dig it.
So it makes it so fun to
pretty
be
amazing.
In.
Now, can you retrofit other kayaks with the new Mirage Drive 360?
Oh, yeah. It's really easy.
So can you put one in an Outback?
No.
No.
You have to trade your Outback in.
Oh, okay. I got you. So they only work.
That's how
we retrofit
them.
That's how you retrofit. So they only work in the newer pro anglers.
That, well, yeah. They have to, they have a you know, they have a whole cable inside with, you
I
know,
see.
Gearing, and it's just, it's actually, it's, I
you
can't
need
believe
vote.
They invented this thing.
It's
and then at the
amazing.
Same time, Pete, the same guy, the same group of guys, they cracked a nut on the kick-up Mirage Drive.
Wow.
So,
what is that?
So now when you come into the beach, those fins just kick right up.
Rather than breaking off.
Rather than bending. They don't all.
So that's on which Mirage Drive?
All
You're
of them
confusing
now.
Me. Now, all of them.
Yeah.
All the newer models.
It's like they don't sit still.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
even the compass. Even
so
the
even
compass,
on the compass.
The
has
GT.
Pickup?
Well, there's I know this is kind of complicated. The Passport has the original Mirage Drive.
Okay.
That was designed 20 years ago. It's much better, but it's the original. Then the GT drive is the next step up, and the GT drive, you know, has the bearings in it.
Okay.
And it's fast. That'll be on the compass. Now, from then on, you start with the 180 drive, where you pull the line and all of a sudden you're going in reverse, which works great. And it's for fishing in tight areas and being able to back out, it's key.
You've always told that story of fishing boiler rocks. You can make your cast, and as soon as your lure's in the water, you're already pedaling backwards, getting back off of the rock.
Well, yeah, keep his head out of the rocks.
Back up and go.
Get out of harm's way.
I've
pulled in a little too close many times.
Yeah. Hey, Roy, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Stay happy, healthy, and
efficient.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's jump back into the phones. How about Hills? Hills Connors Ventura. I knew we could always count on Hills to be doing a little fishing and participating in Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, you got me figured out. I'm down here listening and fishing, and it's beautiful at the beach, and there's nobody here.
What a beautiful morning, huh?
Yeah, well, I have a really important question for Ron. How, when you catch your trophy halibut in your kayak, how do you gaff that thing?
That is a good question.
No, that you know what? That is a really good question.
Halibut especially, right?
Oh, man.
I got so many stories of guys literally getting, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Beat up out of their boats, you know, almost, you know, with halibut. I think you better have a game clip close by, because when you gaff it, it's going to go crazy.
What is a game clip?
Well, that's just that large clothespin-looking
like
thing.
Like a giant clothespin.
And I have one that, you know, that is pretty easy to open. I can open it one-handed.
And so you have that tied off to your kayak.
Correct.
And you just like clothespin through the gills, right?
You just go right up through the gills, out the mouth.
Out the mouth.
And one of the tricks that I used on the, not really the trophy halibut, but one of the tricks I use on the littler ones is I'll keep the halibut swimming with me. Keep the, not the nose out, but I just keep pedaling as I'm, you know, kind of walking the halibut. Walking the dog, you know, and then you can slide that game clip up through the gill while he's still swimming.
So you're doing this before you even put a gaff in him?
Yeah, on the little guy.
Wow.
You're like a ninja surgeon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't even know what's going on.
Well, that's the key is to keep them not getting into that fight or flight.
They're such a unique fish in that, you know, if you hook a big halibut, you know, kind of early on, so often you can just be very ginger and easy with the rod and reel and lift them nice and slow and turn the handle nice and slow, and they'll just come off the bottom and just come right to you. And we always say, at least on the boat, you know, you get one shot of just no problem at all. Everything's smooth and easy, and if you're standing by with a gaff, you hit them and everything goes well. But if anything in that scenario goes wrong, you want to talk about a fish that just, freaks out, man.
And it's true, too, of Alaskan halibut, too,
everything,
right?
Yeah.
Just, I mean,
nice and docile.
I had that conversation with Josh Pruitt, who's a, you know, he's a real
wild man.
Yeah, he is. He's a very fishy guy.
Yeah.
And he was telling me that if you gaff them just right, you know, just underneath and right at that, just under the collar.
Yeah, right in the guts.
Yep, right there. You got about 5 seconds before they go ballistic. So have the game clip ready.
Yeah, I mean, we always say the same thing. If you hit them just right, they just lay on the gaff, and their mouth usually just goes wide open, and they're very docile, at least for us on our boat, until you try to, you know, until you get them into the bag or you try to take them off the gaff, and then, whew,
game on.
Yeah,
what is it about that piece of metal through them that if you take it off, they go crazy?
Yeah, you hit them just right, and their mouth's open, and they're just mellow. It's okay, let's swing him in. But
have it secured before you take that gaff.
What a great question.
It is.
That's a really good
question.
If
Josh Pruitt was listening, I would want him to call because he's the guy.
It's definitely too bad because I just don't think you can the way that DFW rules are, but it's too bad you can't use like a small version of a harpoon or something like that. That would be such a good device for the kite where you could just, you know, get them with something that now they're secured to the boat and they're attached on something other than 20 pound. But the way the regulations are, I just don't think that they allow for something like that. But it'd be a great landing device for that exact scenario.
Yeah, indeed. Someday maybe?
Yeah. No.
Probably not. Not from the California Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah, they had halibut elsewhere, I'm sure, but I don't think we'll ever see that.
Did you have another question there, Hills?
I've heard something about sometimes if you hit them in the stomach, it'll cause them to do what Rick was saying, where they just go, you know, and just lay there long enough to slam the game clip in there or something, or hook them in the boat.
Right. There you go.
That's totally the call. It's just a lot easier said when we're all hanging out around the table. You know, when it's happening, you're in your kayak, and that thing's right next to your lap, and you're pumped, and that's your trophy, getting a perfect gaff shot doesn't always the perfect shot doesn't always happen in that scenario.
Part of that beautiful challenge with kayak fishing.
Exactly.
Well, the thing I do know, I mean, that I'm confident of, is if you don't really horse them to the boat and you walk the dog, just get them going and keep pedaling. Don't stop. Just keep pedaling. That thing will swim right under the water next to you, and you'll get that shot at them. But from then on, it's game on.
When the bell rings,
they're on. Yeah. So I wish I could have an answer and tell you exactly what to do, but every time I've done it, it's just been like war.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, having a sharp gaff definitely helps with a halibut. Like all of us are guilty, myself very much included. Like, usually buy your gaff, and the next time that it's sharp is when you've lost it and you've bought a brand new one. But having a sharp gaff on a halibut in particular, you know, if you do hit him in the quote-unquote in the head, a lot of times you bounce right off of him. So if you've got a really nice and sharp gaff, it will aid in putting a gaff into him.
All right, Hills, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more information. We got catch reports coming up, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, it's time to talk about great equipment from Shimano. And when we're talking kayak fishing, the reel that was absolutely made for kayak fishing is Shimano Trunks.
Oh, no doubt about it. Every feature that aids in your fishing, from the level wind to the very high torque gears that they have to the excellent cast control, like everything about that reel, saltwater designed, was made for kayak fishing.
Okay, so Shimano 500 Trunks for surface iron. Whether you're on a boat or on a kayak, there's no reel that's better for you.
I mean, go down the list. One, couldn't agree with you more, but go down the list. The 400 for fishing weedless and big stick baits, you know, like I know Ron likes to do.
Oh, I love that thing.
300 leadhead and swim bait, 200 for fishing spotties around the dock. I mean, they make a size that's right for everything that you'd be doing in your kayak.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So check it out, the Shimano Trunks. Four different sizes now available at your local Shimano dealer. Check it out.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels, from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For 2 live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Lots of good fishing going on, and this is exactly what I was hoping today would be. Just, you know, this is a wild, different times that we're in. Lots of people staying home, and we just want 2 hours of fun and not worrying about anything else. Just doing what we all like to do, and that's talking about fishing.
Yeah, when all this went down yesterday, I asked my wife. I was like, kind of freaking out.
All of us.
We want to be able to deliver Let's Talk Hookup to our listeners, and it's important to our listeners. It's important to us. And it's an important getaway for people.
Exactly.
So how do we pull this off? So thanks to Adam Klug, the program director, Rob Pickard, who's our guy at 97.3 The Fan. We pieced it all together, and I have some broadcast equipment that I've used in the past, traveling equipment that I pieced together here in my office, and 3 microphones and this little box and a phone line right now, and we're on the air and
That's
we're
cool.
streaming.
Yeah, I'm just stoked about it.
This is kind of more fun.
Yeah, well, the view certainly. Of course, the view of the
The view of the new studio is not bad either.
Nice too. The view right here, being right next to the landing and right on the water, is pretty nice too.
Yeah.
But thanks to everybody and all the support people, and thanks mostly to you, our listeners, for continuing with us here during this crisis, for sure. So let's talk about fishing. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Ron, so why don't we jump back into them, and we'll start with Mike. He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. This is Mike from San Carlos, your expert novice. So with a kayak, I'm really, really a novice. So how do you get it from your house down to the ocean and then from however you got it there, how do you get it in the water and your car is kind of sitting there and it's floating around? My other question is, how does it work with picking up live bait? Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. All good questions. Man, those are great questions. In fact, I love to answer those because at our store, it's really hard to sell big kayaks. And usually fishing kayaks are larger kayaks, and they weigh more. So we have to be really good at racking them, you know, techniques and putting them on the car easily with one guy. At the store, we've got video of my daughter putting a large kayak on her car with the, you know, with this.
Good.
It's called a side loader, and it makes it where
those
you lift up.
Cool.
Yeah, they are cool. And Hobie's been designing these bigger boats with skid plates and things to assist so that when you lift up one side of the boat, the other side doesn't wobble or slip. So that's one way. The other thing is in pickup trucks, you know, you have that tailgate down. Well, sometimes they're so long that you need a truck bed extender. Well, we sell those too. And we show all that on video and how to do it. And it just answers a lot of questions. Now, the other thing is all Hobie kayaks are designed to have wheels inserted to them so that you can wheel them around in parking lots, on beaches. They have sand tires available. It's got to be easy. You just can't carry these things. You know, you can't drag them. You can't carry them. So wheeling them down makes it super easy, and they're balanced. So they've come a long ways. And if you need, you know, to see any of this
stuff.
So you
park your car, and then you.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
So, what if you have, like, a Ford Focus, a small economy car? Can you put a Pro Angler on a Ford Focus?
No, I'm glad you asked that question, Pete.
Yeah.
The video we show at the store was this avid fisherman. He went on a fishing mission. He wanted to get a Pro Angler. His name's Ron Diaz. He ends up being a real active fisherman. He fishes with Afrin and Butin all the time. And we videoed me putting a Pro Angler 14 on his Prius.
Wow.
Solo. Yeah, no help.
Easy.
You just throw it on.
And it just went right
up there.
And
they make racks like that. Do you have all the racks in
Yeah, we have, yeah.
In the shop.
There yet again is like the reason why you go to a fast lane is there can, you know, they're, one, obviously know the boat you have and then, you know, size up your vehicle and they go, oh, you're going to want this system or you're going to want that system or, oh, this is your truck. We'll put this rack on it to make it easier for you.
It's so true. And we've put so many kayaks on cars. We've gotten really good at it. And... But that does, you know, me just saying it doesn't really translate to the guy that's curious about it. So we made these little videos of us doing it so that right at the store you can go, oh, I've got this car, and then you look at the video and you go, I can do that.
Yeah.
And then we'll make sure that when we put it on there that you know how to do it.
My favorite was when you told me you put two I-11s in a smart car.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
The guy said, I'll take as many as will fit in this car.
Yeah, you got them all in there. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Again, phone lines have been busy. We have Adam Klug, who's our program director here at the radio station, taking your phone calls, running the board, kind of doing everything. So be patient, 833-288-0973. We're giving away a beautiful Anza fillet knife. This is, we have it on the table here. Don't cut yourself.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a 6S. Which is available at Fisherman's Process. You want to buy, or you can buy it at AnzaKnives.com. It's a beautiful knife and this really cool Anza knife hat to go along with it.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, if you want to get your opportunity at that great prize or just your chance to talk to Ron, 833-288-0973. Phones are packed up.
Yeah, let's jump into it.
All right. How about we talk to Rob? Rob's calling us from Oceanside this morning. Rob, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete, and hello, Ron. I hope you boys are doing fine. My question is about the fishing missions. What's going to go on with the quarantine, and what are the dates with those fishing missions?
Good question.
Well, I had dates. I'm glad you asked that. I had dates all ready to go, and when they, you know, usually we go to the Del Mar Fairground, you know, Fred Hall show. And we start them right after that. Well, that's all been delayed, so we're going to have to redo all the dates, and probably we'll start right after the Fred Hall show, and it has been delayed. I know they have new dates. I'm not
So originally it was going to start this coming week. Now we've delayed till actually just before Memorial Day weekend.
It's in May.
So it's Thursday through Sunday of Memorial Day weekend there.
And you'll just want to double check because, like you said, the original dates were for this weekend. Then it was we found some new dates that were a few weeks later. But just the fear was that with the way that things were going, that it was better to hold them out even farther along.
And we're hopeful that those dates work.
Right.
You know, nobody really knows at this point, but we're hopeful that.
I like the second set of dates better.
Yeah.
We'll be doing. I mean, probably the tackle shops won't like it as much, but we'll love it.
We think it's gonna be great. It's May 21st through the 24th, and it sure poses some challenges for us, at least in the tackle store, because by May 21st, we're go time. Yeah, we're fishing. But what I think it's going to be huge for the show in that we're jamming. You're basically going to get the way the tuna fishing has been with, us seeing the Pacific Queen and the Tribute, those guys, or the Tomahawk, rather, having epic fishing on their last trip. I mean, that bluefin fishing is really good. The Queen had limits. They had limits of bluefin on their last trip with a bunch of fish over 100 pounds. And we're talking as good as it gets. And, the foreseeable future being so good, it's almost going to be like having a Fred Hall show in mid-season. So, you're going to get an opportunity to be buying gear that you'll be using the next day. So I think although it poses a difficulty for us in that we're running two shifts a night at the tackle store and we're super busy, the opportunity for the angler and our consumers is huge. The tackle buying at the discounts and two-for-one on fluorocarbon and, deals on rods and reels and hooks and all that, during the middle of the season, I think it's going to be huge.
I think it's going to be big, too.
Indeed.
Back to the fishing mission, this was a concept that I had that most of the time guys, when they're thinking about maybe fishing out of a kayak, there's a lot to know. There's a lot to do. How do I figure this out? Well, we take them on a trip that answers all the questions.
And that's what fishing mission's all about.
That's what
fishing
it's all
mission,
about.
I've participated. It's a great half day of education and also fun on Mission Bay.
And then you'll get a chance to try all those different boats that you want to.
Yeah. So we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup and, of course, on social media, too, of when those are going to be rescheduled.
Oh, that's perfect, Pete. I'll give you the calendar, and that way anybody late or not understanding what dates there are, that'd be
nothing
excellent.
Scheduled for right now, just until we get through this.
Yeah, we got to get through
here.
It. Then we'll figure out what date.
And then
it's a little hard in the summer with Memorial Day and all these.
Sure, absolutely.
But we are going to do
there will be fishing mission.
There will be fishing mission.
Yeah, we look forward to that. And for a novice kayaker or even an expert kayaker, you can get some new tips. It's a fun day.
Well, if you're a novice, you'll learn what to do. We have all the equipment. If you're an expert, you'll figure out what boat really fits you. Is it that I-11? Is it a, Pro Angler 14?
Yeah.
Maybe the Pro Angler 360?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Before we jump into the next phone call, Ron, I have a question about, you mentioned the I-11. This is such an amazing boat. I've paddled them. I've been on them. Why don't you describe that? It's an inflatable kayak that's super stable and very fishy.
I call it the show up blow up.
Yep.
I'll never forget, Debbie and I went to Mammoth. Within 20 minutes of parking the car at Lake Mary, I had already caught a trout.
Wow.
That's right.
Blew up two boats and outfitted them, rolled down to, and we stopped at this fish and tackle place in Bishop called Max.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a great place.
Yeah.
Cracked me up. He sold us everything we need. I said, listen, I just want everything I need to catch a trout. He goes, well, you need a worm blower. What's a worm blower?
A worm blower?
That was so funny. Yeah.
You got an education on
inflated
night crawlers.
Yeah. And so... to take that I-11 and to be able to just blow them up and roll down a little trail and launch at any lake, we actually fished four lakes in 2 days.
That's so cool.
And the cool thing about the I-11 is if you wanted to pack it up into the high country, if you wanted to take it on a plane trip with you, it's a packable, checkable piece of luggage, right?
Oh, yeah, I have several clients that
so
take them to
less
Hawaii.
Than 50 pounds, right?
The it is when you take the Mirage Drive out.
Yeah, so you have to separate the Mirage Drive.
Right. Yeah. Or just pay a little extra and
but it's packable.
With it. Yeah.
Yeah. But it all packs into one
bag. It actually, that's the thing that we crack up when we tell people. When you blow the boat up, it takes 4.5 minutes. But it actually goes back in the bag in 3.5.
Which never happens.
Yeah.
No,
how does that happen?
Try any other inflatable.
Exactly.
Try blowing them up and putting them back in the same bag.
You blow it up, might as well throw the bag in the box away because it's never going back in there.
Yeah.
It's so funny. So that's really the only inflatable we sell anymore because it's the only one that goes back in the bag.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, we haven't even ventured into the seats yet. We'll come back to that.
You got it, man. Well, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Catch reports, phone calls, and a lot more with our buddy Ron. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
KWFN-FM and KWFN HD1 San Diego Radio.com Sports Station.
Hi, I'm catcher Austin Hedges of the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
2-0 Padres. RBI double. Austin Hedges, a 6-game hitting streak.
And you're listening to the home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all 5 species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars $1,000 on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.